It's Friday, June 24th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This past Saturday, more than 100 people were killed in an attack by Muslim extremists in northern Burkina Faso, Africa, reports International Christian Concern. The violence took place in the Setanga district near the border with Niger. The exact death toll is unknown, but some sources say it could be as high as 165. The group responsible for the attack is still unknown, but is likely the Muslim terrorists from the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda who have been conducting attacks in the area. The Christians of Burkina Faso echo the words of David from Psalm 109, verse 3. They encircle me with words of hate and attack me without cause. Concerns about the rising insecurity in Burkina Faso have led to many protests, and the January military coup which replaced President Roch Kabore with Paul-Henri Damiba. Burkina Faso, Africa is the 32nd most dangerous nation in the world for Christians. President Joe Biden recently called on Congress to pass legislation suspending the federal tax on gasoline for July through September to, quote, give Americans a little extra breathing room, end quote. But this won't help much at all. Cornwall Alliance reports that the average driver drives 1,125 miles per month, and the average car gets about 25 miles per gallon. So the average driver uses about 45 gallons per month. The federal gas tax is 18 cents per gallon. Multiply that by 45 and you get $8.10 saved, or $24.30 for the 3 months. If President Biden focused on allowing America to be energy independent once again, that would help drop the price of gas back down in the $3 per gallon range. A bisexual transgender-themed video from the U.S. Navy that champions the usage of, quote, correct pronouns, end quote, and the importance of gender identity is getting soundly ridiculed, reports The Blaze. The nearly 4-minute video posted in late May on the Defense Visual Information Distribution Service website features Conchi Vasquez and Johnny Rosen, who serve as engineers at the Naval Undersea Warfare Center. Rosen, who wore a bright rainbow shirt, asked this question of Vasquez.
What would I do if I misgender someone?
You correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on.
Then Rosen asked this earth-shaking question.
What would I do if I want to know someone's gender identity or pronouns?
The most important thing is do not pressure anybody into giving you their pronouns. Some people may be going through the process of discovery and they are not ready yet to tell you what their pronouns are, and that's okay.
Isaiah 5, verse 20 comes to mind. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. The majority of people reacting to this absurd military video about using the so-called proper pronouns are ridiculing the clip. One said, quote, when the bullets fly and the bombs start hitting, pronouns won't matter, end quote. Another commentator offered this sobering thought, quote, you're going to lose the next war, end quote. On Wednesday, a Team USA swimming coach rescued an artistic swimmer who fainted in the water during the FINA World Aquatic Championships in Budapest, Hungary, reports the BBC. After completing her solo free routine, U.S. swimmer Anita Alvarez, age 25, sank to the bottom of the pool. U.S. swimming coach Andrea Fuentes said the lifeguards did not react fast enough to save the unconscious swimmer, so she took matters into her own hands.
When you finish a choreography, you really want to breathe because you hold your breath for a long time. And the first thing you want to do is breathe, no? And because you're done. And I saw that she was going down. I immediately knew that something was happening.
The coach, who was still fully clothed in a t-shirt and shorts, heroically raced to the water and swam to the bottom of the pool to rescue the lifeless Alvarez.
So I went as fast as I could, and I reached her and brought her to the surface and made her breathe.
Alvarez had not breathed for 2 minutes. Fuentes, her coach, and the most decorated Spanish female Olympian of all time, check the vital signs of Alvarez before doing something unusual to stimulate adrenaline to bring her back to consciousness.
The heart rate was fine, pressure was fine, oxygen, glucose, everything was good, so I knew she was okay. There's a way that you press very hard the nail. It's very painful, but it creates adrenaline for you to wake up. So she woke up like,
Fuentes said, quote, "I don't think I've swum as fast ever before, even when I got Olympic medals," end quote. Some have described artistic swimming as running a marathon while holding your breath for 30 to 40 seconds at a time.
The sport is extremely hard. Sometimes people pass out. Our job is to discover our limits.
Amazingly, just last year, Anita Alvarez fainted following a routine during an Olympic qualifier in Barcelona, Spain. In that instance, Andrea Fuentes also rescued her in the water. We continue to get emails about this Christian newscast at adam@theworldview.com. Josephine Sperry in Warminster, Pennsylvania wrote, quote, "A simple thank you for the work that is put into giving us the worldview in 5 minutes every weekday. I am grateful I found you. I get the huge majority of my news from a handful of Christian news outlets, of which yours is greatly appreciated. Thank you for informing us. Most of all, thank you for spreading the love and hope that only comes from our Lord Jesus Christ," end quote. And Max Wood in Macon, Georgia wrote, quote, "I enjoy your newscast, but I like the scripture references most of all. They remind us that the Bible has always been relevant to the struggles of mankind. The scripture verses are often downright profoundly on point. Keep up the good work," end quote. When you write, please include your city and state, and if you're a young person, cite your age. And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, to keep the Worldview on the air, 10 Worldview listeners made donations yesterday. Our thanks to Erica in Fredericksburg, Virginia, who gave $25, and John William in Sapporo, Japan, who gave $50. We appreciate the generosity of an anonymous donor from Edgewood, New Mexico, who gave $100, Janelle in Sedgwick, Kansas, and Matthew in Greencastle, Indiana, both of whom gave $200, as well as Michael in Katy, Texas, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And we praise God for Denise in Aurora, Colorado, Donovan in Denton, Texas, and David in Northumberland, Pennsylvania, each of whom pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600 each, as well as Ronald in Florence, Texas, who gave $1,000. Those 10 new gifts total $3,675. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $58,063. That means we surpassed our $57,000 goal for today by $1,063. Toward our final $76,000 goal by Tuesday, July 5th, we still need to raise $17,937. A generous supporter of the ministry is prepared to match dollar for dollar the next 5 listeners who pledge $100 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $1,200. If those gifts come in, we need to find 3 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months and 6 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the Recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 24th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.